Today is May 25th, 1984, and this is take three of the Yukon Koyukuk Biographical Sketch Project with Fred and Edith Beifelt. We're sitting in their living room in Huxley, Alaska. My name is Wendy Urendale. When we left off this morning, Fred, we were talking a little bit about gardens just as I was about to leave. Maybe you'd tell us a little bit about how you're... You used to work in the gardens when you were young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we used to work in gardens in last part of May or first part of June. And how many days? My stepfather had this long garden. I don't know, about 200 feet long, maybe. About 50 feet wide. You know, just shovel, axe and shovel, that's what all.
Wow.
How many days we worked? I helped my stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, when I was not very big either, but I was about 13 years old.
Your stepfather really make him work.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess good thing,
I guess good thing he did it. Mm-hmm. That's why he's working.
Mm-hmm.
So, when 1st of August come, I go down there and eat turnips, carrots, all I want, all I can eat.
Out of the garden?
Yeah, out of the garden.
It's good ground up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, old man used to really get a lot out of the garden.
Uh-huh. What did he grow besides turnips and carrots?
Oh, cabbage. Potatoes, beets, carrots, everything. Yeah, everything. Yeah, turnips, carrots, lettuce.
Mm.
Oh, that's lettuce. That's good. Yeah, it's August coming. I can eat all I want.
Onions too?
Huh?
Did you grow onions too?
No, those days didn't grow no onions those days. No.
That's right now, they start doing that around here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they start just lately, they start growing onions.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, those days, you can't live off the store, just hardly nothing in the store.
Mm-hmm.
Flour and sugar and oatmeal.
Mm-hmm.
No kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
No kind of stuff.
What about fertilizing it? Did they?
Oh, Oma used to use salmon.
Mm.
Yeah, they cut the salmon up.
Mm-hmm.
And dig a hole all around. Dig a hole and mm-hmm. dump the salmon in. Yeah, that works.
That's
good.
A good one. That
mm-hmm.
one.
Yeah, that
mm-hmm.
good, yeah.
Do they use like the heads and the guts and things like that, or did they use the whole fish?
No, they cut it up. Oh, the guts and all too.
Uh huh.
Not enough guts. Well, they cut some fish up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's where you get enough. They don't spray it all over. They just dig a hole.
Uh huh.
I'll say foot and a half down.
Uh-huh.
Here and there. Dump it and cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the fertilizer. So that's the kind of fertilizer they had.
Mm-hmm. When did they put that on?
They put it in the fall time. Mm-hmm. After they took all the stuff out, and
uh-huh.
then they put this in for next year.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's what I used to do down there. I had a big garden out there, down there in that wool house,
mm-hmm.
out the bank.
Uh-huh.
I had a big garden there.
Uh-huh.
How I know it was, I used to get the dirt from around the fish table where we cut fish.
Mm.
And I used to plant that. Oh, it's good.
Mm,
it worked really
that.
Good. I didn't have no fertilizer.
This is awful poor ground in here on mm. this hill. Too much
it
sand.
It can't hold water.
Uh-huh.
Too much
just
sand.
Go right through.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, up Hughes is a really good place for garden used to be.
Mm-hmm.
Then after my stepfather and my mother, they left, they went to Hog River, and then the white people used it. They had it going for a long time with that garden.
Where did your stepfather get his seed? Where did he get the seed from?
I wouldn't know. Must be from Fairbanks or someplace.
They must order it. The mail too.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they used to get mail once a month.
So he could order it from a catalog or something like that.
Yeah, they must order from Fairbanks, I guess.
No. Just for the benefit of the tape, we ought to say who your stepfather was.
Jim Huntington.
This is old man Jim Huntington. And I gather that you and he didn't always see eye to eye on things.
Like what?
I gather, Fred, that you and Jim didn't always agree on things.
He made me work too much.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he overworked me. It didn't hurt me all right, but it's the feeling after I got a little bigger. That is why my mother told me to stay with Grandma, to stay with my grandma.
And, see, you were telling earlier what happened when Fred's mother said that to him. Maybe you'd put that on the tape?
Oh, yeah. Big Shuffy was telling me about it, too. He told me about it, too. His grandma put a little food in the sack for him and put the canoe in the river. And he tells his son to go down and paddle to your grandma. Now, how far down?
About 20 miles.
Then since then he started to stay with his grandma, and his mama really miss him. Because he's on the hill.
I really helped my mom. I really helped my mom. Because she had too many small kids.
And Big Sophie was telling me that he missed his son. So he was mad at his husband, so he stayed down the beach and eat down there at dinner time. And sometimes he sleep down there too. He's got a tent there.
Who is this, his mother or his grandmother?
My mother.
His mom. And then, let's see what he did. Finally, Jim Hunton got lonesome, I guess. So he tried to make her go up the house. But she wouldn't. About 2 days she stayed down there. Finally, she went back to the house. Then the way after that is the oldest sister. He sent her down Holy Cross. And
got
then
it.
His, let's see. What's their last name?
Edith.
Dementov.
Edith Dementov.
He read it to the first
two. Yeah, that's my, where's my older sister?
She was married to Dementov.
Yeah, she was.
Edith, her name was.
Yeah, she was 13 years old when they sent to school down the Holy Cross. Yeah.
She was 13?
13 years old.
So she was Edith Byfelt, but then she married
Dementov,
Dementov. Did she live in the Holy Cross area then?
She went to school in there and she got married.
She went to school.
She
got through the school and she got married down there. When her son is working in a boat around here in the summer, he got his own power boat.
There's three boys.
There's three boys in there.
They're living.
But she's no longer alive.
No. She's not supposed to have another baby, but she did. She died with that one.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah.
Well, Fred, so you went to live with your grandmother. And that's when you lived in Hughes? Okay. You were talking yesterday about some of these old-timers who helped you. It would be good, I think, maybe to if you could tell us a little bit about what some of those old guys were like. I've heard various people talk about Sammy, but I haven't heard that much about Little William. Can you tell us a little bit about what was he like?
I used to go out hunt with him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I used to go out when he was out. I go out with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Little William and George Butler. I used to go out with him too.
Mm-hmm.
And next year, I went out with Sammy, my auntie's husband, Sammy. Little Sammy, which you can just call him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used to go out with him. And when I got big enough to, old enough to take care of myself, well, then I have to go out with him. I have to help him.
Mm-hmm.
I was married and still I helped him.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, people went out together like that, didn't they, in those? At that time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At least that's from what other people have told me. That was my impression, that people went out often in twos and threes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, families of two or three.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was Chief John like?
He's some relation to my grandmother.
Uh-huh. Was he a lot older than you?
Chief John?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he got pretty old. He died quite a while ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he got pretty old too. Little William, he didn't live too long. He got TB and he died, yeah.
Who he was married to?
What's that woman's name?
Lillian.
Uh-huh, Lillian's mom.
Lillian was his wife's name?
No, Lillian's mom.
Oh, Lillian's
he was married
mom.
He was married to Lillian's mom.
Oh, okay.
Then he got sick and he died.
Uh-huh. What about George Butler? Was he an Indian or a white man?
No, he's from here. He's from just around here.
Uh-huh.
There was a whole bunch of them, but they all died off. All Big Charlie and all those people there. They were a big family, but they all died off.
Uh-huh. Excuse me.
And they all died off. TB, all TB.
Uh-huh.
There was one girl and one boy. Not the last couple of them. They all cut off. Grown up, they got TB and they died.
Mm.
I guess they got TB in their family so bad, I guess they couldn't get over it, I guess.
Well, that's kind of something that Richard and Angeline have said to me, too, that, you know, there were certain families that seemed to have more trouble with it and where it just seemed to kind of get everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How old were you, Fred, when you were married the first time?
How old?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was 22 when I first got married.
Uh-huh. And would you mind telling us who your first wife was?
Joe Bishop.
Uh-huh.
That's his older sister.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What was her name?
Susie William, the older sister.
Susie William?
Uh-huh.
You know him. That's his sister.
Yeah.
Younger than Susie William.
Mm-hmm.
But we only lived together 8 years, and she got TB.
Mm.
Different kind of TB, dry TB.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And funny, none of our family, like Sidney and Jimmy Don Glenn, none of us got TB.
Hmm, that is interesting.
This
one, my sister Elsie down Mount Edgecombe.
Uh-huh.
She's the only one got caught TB.
Hmm.
All the rest of our family, not one got TB.
Hmm.
And we lived with people got TB and what we never did.
Huh.
My first wife had TB. I didn't get it.
Hmm. That's real interesting.
Yeah.
Did you guys have any children?
Yeah.
Yeah. Q.
Annie and Q.
Annie and
Henry Beatus too. Yeah, his grandma raised him. That's why he's British. He's supposed to be bifurcated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, his grandma raised him. Yeah.
That's right. I remember that someone explained to me that Q was your son, and when I look at him, I can see the resemblance between the two of you. You know.
Yeah.
After somebody told me, then I started to think, oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Yeah. So there were what, three children then in your first marriage?
Yeah, we had four, but the oldest one only about 2 years old, two or 3 years old.
Oh.
Got TB.
That's how he died.
Yeah, TB. Yeah.
Oh, that's so.
Oh.
So you had an older boy?
Mm-hmm, yeah, older boy, older than Annie.
Yeah. What was his name?
I forget.
I think that's what he used to say.
Huh?
Lincoln, I think.
I think so. I forgot now.
So it's Lincoln and Annie and Q and...
Henry.
Okay.
Henry is the youngest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. And then your first wife died.
Mm-hmm.
And... I'm somehow getting some wires crossed in my brain for the moment, having a little trouble here. So Grandma Vetus raised Henry, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And did she also raise Q?
No, I raised Annie too.
You raised Q and Annie. Okay.
Mm, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so how long after that was it that the two of you got together?
Us?
Oh, he was married after that again.
Oh,
but
so
that
you...
didn't live long.
Uh-huh.
She died with me, just my half-sister.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's her sister. That's when a lot of people died with measles at that time.
Do you know what year that was?
No, I don't remember.
Yeah.
That was in
a lot of people died with measles that summer.
Oh, okay.
That was 42.
That's
somewhere around there.
Yeah.
41 or 42.
You would have been 30 years old when your first wife died. And that would have been, what, 1934? Or about 30?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, if you were born in 1904 you were born?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You're the same age as Edgar, almost exactly. When's your birthday?
Who?
Edgar Nolner?
August.
His grandma
used to say November,
uh-huh.
But the bishop put him in that.
Oh, that's what my stepfather.
Yeah.
He's the one that said August 31.
Well, if you were born in November, you're almost exactly the same age as Edgar, because he's born in November, too.
That's what Big Sophie said, too.
Yeah, that's what my aunt Molly John used to tell Edie,
too. She was there at that time.
Yeah.
She was there at that time.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
In November, she said.
Uh-huh. Well, that makes you and Edgar almost twins, because his birthday is like the 11th of November. So let's see, I was figuring if you were 22 when you married and 30 when you lost your first wife, if you lived together for 8 years, then that means you lost your first wife about 1934, something like that. At least that's the way I was figuring.
Mm-hmm.
And who, can you tell us the name of your second wife, so we've got that on the tape?
Dora.
Lola?
Dora.
Dora, I'm sorry.
Dora Henry.
Dora
it
Henry.
It was, yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. And how long were you married?
Not very long.
She's...
3 or 4 years.
She died with baby, too. She was going to have another baby.
She was carrying a baby and that measles come along.
Oh.
She yeah. had the baby though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did the baby live?
No.
No.
Too small.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
And then she got the measles too.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
So that was about, what, 1942, you think?
Yeah, somewhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so the two of you got together a couple years later, maybe?
About 2-3 years.
Yeah,
2-3 years. Yeah. Gonna be 40 years next August.
8.
August 8th, we'll be together 40 years.
Oh, congratulations. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. My husband and I are going to be together 17 years.
17?
On the 10th of June.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's neat.
It won't be long before 40 years.
Oh, don't wish it on me too fast, Fred. I wanted to ask you, Edith, were you actually working in Galena, or were you just living with your brother
I was living with my brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Fred, when you were working down there, what kind of work were you doing?
We done everything, all kinds of work, axe work,
uh-huh.
or loading up something. Those days we had to handle stuff.
Uh-huh.
Not like now, everything is forklifts nowadays.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Those days we had to carry stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, we had to carry everything.
The way Galena is different.
Uh-huh.
At that time, it was lots of brush in Galena.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Right now, there's nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think jobs were less specialized maybe then, too. You know, there just wasn't one little narrow slot. You know, you didn't just carry things or just do shovel work or mm-hmm. just do one thing. You know, you did more of a variety of things. Or at least that's the impression I got from Edgar.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he worked there too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My brother worked there too.
Uh-huh.
All of us worked there. Yeah. We were glad to get jobs over there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So after you got married, did you go back and work down at Galena at all?
No.
There were no more work in it.
After they built up the runway, there was no more work for us.
Uh-huh.
And we were working Hog River.
Uh-huh.
When Hog River opened up, we worked in Hog River for
uh-huh.
I worked for 5 years. Then we started working at school down there.
Uh-huh.
Then we worked in a school for 15 years.
Uh-huh.
Then we retired. Then I didn't want to retire. I had a nice little job down there. Take care of the school and take care of school like
that. Good enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Enough to eat. She didn't get much, but just enough, good enough to live on. Yeah, I loved that school. I know. Took me a couple of years to get over it.
Mm.
You know, I would do everything, just like our own home.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of life, plants and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers, the last 8 years, they never tell us nothing what to do. We don't all that stuff. We just take care of just like our own home.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I really, when I retired, I really missed that school work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure they missed you, too. So, what year did you go to work in Hog River?
Work around 55 in the school. Well, I work in the school in wintertime, and I work in the summer in Hog River.
Mm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I work in the school, and then he work up there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's how she wouldn't get much from the school, so we had a lot of kids to feed. And
uh-huh.
Yeah, we. But Hog River really helped me.
Sure. What did you do up at Hog River?
Oh, I started labor, but I got a straw box. They put me in a straw box first 2 weeks.
Now, yeah. What did a straw box do?
Oh, tell the workers what to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tell them where to work and tell them to do this. If I had a little schooling, if I stayed in school, I would have done a little better. Firefighting. I never went above straw box.
Uh-huh.
That's the fire I stayed. Firefighting, I used to be in straw box too.
Uh-huh.
For how many years? Back in Hook River. 5 years I was there, I was straw box there too.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't go higher.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
No education.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I recall that, you said yesterday that there just simply wasn't a school in Hughes.
No, there was no school in
Hughes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Not enough kids.
Mm-hmm.
They had school up AK, but that's a missionary.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there any, when you were growing up in Hughes, was there any kind of church or mission there at all?
I never heard. They didn't have no church up there.
No, they didn't.
No.
It's just like a cut off.
Yeah.
Just missionaries. People go by boat those days.
Come through once in a while.
Yeah,
kind of
come
thing.
Through with
yeah.
boat.
Okay.
Just for the whole,
that was kind of my impression, but I wanted to double check that out because I didn't know that for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Who else worked with you when you worked at Hog River?
Oh, there were all the boys here. There were 17 of us working at Hog River from Hoosley.
Can you name some of the names just for the record?
Oh, Tony, Hudson, Hugh,
Bobby too,
Winkler, and all of us.
Did Stephen work up there?
17 of us.
No, he used to work in boat.
That's right. Stephen.
Stephen?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he worked in the boat. Uh-huh. He worked in the boat for how many years? Yeah.
Edwin Simon worked up there too.
Yeah, Edwin Simon, he worked up there too. Yes. All of we could get from Hoosley, 17.
Uh-huh.
All worked there.
So, when you took care of the school, you worked that job mostly in the winter time.
Yeah, the school in the winter,
And that was the old school that was down at the other end of town? Was that a log building?
No, that's a plywood.
It was a
frame. That place used to be full.
Uh-huh, I'll bet.
From the kids there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
64 kids.
Wow.
That's it's just packed. To move around when we sweep.
Packed in there.
Too bad they didn't have no vacuum cleaner those days.
Yeah.
They have to use broom.
Oh, dear. So you kept the place clean and ran the light plant, and
you
were kind of the manager and the all-around keeper-upper, huh?
Just the first 7 years they tell us what to do.
Uh-huh.
In the last 8 years, they never told us nothing.
They just know what to do.
Just like we go home and work. They never tell us nothing what to do.
When did you start firefighting?
Oh.
I wonder when first
in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
In the 50s, we started first in firefighting. It's somewhere in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
That used to be pretty good. They had a lot of fire those days. Pretty good, but... You know... It's not a steady job.
Yeah. Did it pay pretty good money?
Yeah, they paid for good money those days for firefighting, yeah.
But you couldn't count on a certain amount for the summer since you didn't know how many fires.
Oh, some summers. When we were working in Hog River, everybody in Alaska fought fire. That was a bad summer for fires. But we were working where we listen to radio in the evening.
Uh-huh.
This place is burning, that place is burning.
They figured the summer is going to be like that again.
This summer?
Yeah. That's going to be a long
I figure. Hope not.
It's starting out really dry, though.
Yeah, it
yeah.
is. Long time ago, there's all kinds of thunder.
Mm-hmm.
The fire never start.
Mm-hmm.
That's something.
When? Long time ago, we used to stay in the fish camp. I don't remember mosquitoes bother us too
uh-huh.
much
uh-huh.
and gnats too. We didn't have no beehive these days.
Yeah, long
no,
ago.
No kind of spray.
I didn't mind a lot of mosquitoes. I didn't remember what you... I was itching myself.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't remember.
And right now it's
I guess
so much mosquitoes.
Oh, so used to it, I guess it don't mean nothing to
people
us.
Were
no, right now, mosquito bite me, big lump right there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I get the big lumps, especially early in the season. You know, the first few that bite me, I get really big, and then after a while, they're not so bad. I guess
yeah.
I get immune to them or something.
We used to go down Yukon and cut fish down there at summertime, and I see one old woman. Was his grandchild, and I don't know what she's doing every evening. And my kids got lots of mosquito bite
mm-hmm.
on the arms too.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids, who she's working at, nothing wrong with them.
Mm-hmm. No bites, huh?
Uh-huh. And then she said, I want to see what she's doing, so I went over there closer. There she just was his grandchild and. She dry muskrat castor
uh-huh.
in the springtime. She make a little hole in that and then rub it where a mosquito bite goes away. She
huh.
said that's what they used to use long time
huh.
ago, she said.
That's real interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
This, we get something from somebody
uh-huh.
always, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
They used to, this salmon head, this silver salmon
uh-huh.
head, well, they dry that, and when kids
grease
get,
coming out of it.
Yeah.
That's the one I've heard. Yeah.
That, then they put it in the oven and get it hot and get that grease out and put the grease over where it's sore.
I've heard that one before too from
yeah.
from other people. Yeah.
There's another thing. A part of when the first building surveyed, one wife got burnt really bad, hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Then no, they just even survey had no medicine those days.
Mm-hmm.
What little medicine they got is they use geese. Geese grease.
Mm-hmm.
They say that's.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. That's good. They say, yeah. That's what they use on this fellow. Because that fellow was up used by the name of Ernie Winfield. He used to tell me. He seen that fellow got burnt.
Hmm.
So all they use is geese grease.
Hmm.
They
use
it around here for sunburn.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to use that
Mama
for sunburn too, geese grease.
In the springtime, they put it in their face and their hands, and they have soft skin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's all the medicine they had long ago. Yeah.
While we're talking about things like that, do you know of any other plants or
you know,
things like that that are used?
Spruce boughs, the needles.
Uh-huh.
If that's another best one.
That's not a good one.
Even right now, I still use once in a while.
We still use if we can find it. I mean, you have
short
to use
one.
It for something. Those are small spruce balls.
Dark one.
Uh-huh.
That's
uh-huh.
the best. You don't have to boil it. Just swarm it or sometime.
Just
almost boil, that's all.
So you heat it in water?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
We drink it too.
Uh-huh.
You can drink it or you can take a bath in it. Or we were coming from Kaikuk one fall when we were fishing down Kaikuk. That's before 1955. just by the Peter Holtz's. His boy, he says, we were coming up and he got sore all over.
Restless.
We were only about halfway up. Told they would go slow. I had a big load too. And I told him, we stopped and told him I'd get a lot of spruce boughs. And I told him, put it in the hot water and as soon as it cool off a little, we'll take a bath in there. He took a bath. Next morning we got up, the whole thing dried out. But his skin was so dry,
uh-huh.
So he got to keep using that water till it comes, his skin gets soft.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until it really heals completely.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, next day, a couple days after that, he was all right.
Oh.
And they used
it happens it. Here too, once in a while in the springtime. There's some plants in here that are no good for some kids, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Annie's oldest daughter. Oh, her face just swelled up and dry skin. And Annie complained about it. So I went back there and I looked at it. Swelled up. And even if you don't believe it, you wash your face with soap and rinse it really good and just rinse your face with the spruce bough water. She laughed. Her name is Helen.
Uh-huh.
And then she did that. Next day I went back again. Nothing. Don't even show.
I remember that.
I believe that's something in it.
Yeah. Is it kind of like a tonic when you drink it?
Yeah.
Some of the old timers, they had kidney trouble.
Uh-huh.
They drank spruce bough water every day, one cup or two cup every day. That's the only medicine they used to be.
It's good for kidneys.
It's good for kidneys.
What about spruce gum? I've heard, I think, about people using that for something too.
Spruce boughs?
Spruce gum, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You used to chew on that, too.
Uh-huh.
And the juice they swallow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My mother used to tell me that, too.
And there's another thing. You take a... I've seen John Oldman cut his hemp. I forget now. Around here someplace. All the way down to the bone. Mm. All goes up a lot and river hunting. No medicine. So... He told us, I mean Abraham, he told us to look for a pitch in the wood,
mm-hmm.
a clear one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We chop into trees and keep chopping, and we finally find this little pocket in the wood.
Mm-hmm.
Clear one. Well, we put it on a piece of rag or paper or something, we took it back to him. He put it on there and wrap it up. 3-4 days after that, he took the rag off, nothing wrong. Never gets infected, nothing. It's all healed up.
Neat.
That's the stuff they use too. That's not only the natives use that. The white people use that too.
Yeah.
The white people use it too.
There's some kind of medicine that they're using, some kind of plant they're using too. Down Yukon, I heard. Next summer I'm going to ask about it. They said that's all they use for arthritis.
Hmm.
A lot of people use it, I heard, but I don't know what kind of plant they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Did people ever dig roots or look for other kinds of plants in springtime to eat?
Yeah. The rhubarbs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Rhubarb, yeah.
Wild rhubarb?
Yeah.
One, they're just about... Oh, a couple of inches off the ground.
That's the best, you say.
That's the best one there. See, we used to eat that in spring last year.
How did you prepare it?
They boil it and they put the sugar in there.
Uh-huh.
And put the little sugar
in there.
I'm scared
of it. I almost died with it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you allergic to it or something?
Probably.
Uh-huh. But you eat it kind of like applesauce or something like
that?
I just got the... they're tall. Mm-hmm. They're no good, they said, when they're too tall.
They're no more good when they're tall.
And I break it in chew it and then swallow the juice.
Oh.
And then I cut some up and boil some in the dipper. Put sugar in there and I drink that one cup I drink that evening. Oh my. I never have that much stomach pain. Gosh, almost killed me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, one girl make Rhubarb pie.
Uh-huh.
Brought over to me. I wouldn't eat it.
Well, I know with the domestic rhubarb, not the wild kind, the leaves are poisonous. You can't eat the leaves of like rhubarb like you grow in your garden.
Yeah.
You have to be, I always am very careful to throw those leaves away where no kid, little kids or anybody can get a hold of them. Because the leaves themselves are poisonous, but the stalk, of course, is real good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That what really used to be good, that stalk, when it comes out, but a couple of inches.
Mm-hmm.
We used to look with in the springtime.
Hey!
We were talking about medicines, native medicines and plants.
Mm-hmm.
Can you think of anything else that
cottonwood bark?
Cottonwood bark. You know that cottonwood when the leaves start to come out.
There's
big round thing on the end.
Yeah, the
sticky one.
Yeah.
Sticky.
Yeah.
Awful sticky.
Yeah.
Grandma said she used to use that too.
I heard about this Thor, what's his name? Thorn?
Mm-hmm.
That one too, he said. But Mama didn't do that, so I didn't know about it.
Now, I wasn't clear what the sticky stuff from the cottonwood was used for. Mm-hmm.
For sores.
For sores,
Sores, yeah. They put it in warm water and heating up a little, and use the juice.
Use the water or use the sticky stuff itself?
Just wash them in.
Okay. Were there any things that women did in the way of using plants or herbs to help them in childbirth?
I never heard. I remember when my mother used that fish head grease.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't hardly get sores for us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did people do for burns?
Like a newborn baby?
No, for burns. I'm sorry. You know, they burned themselves.
Yeah. Okay. I don't remember. I had
that fish head.
Uh-huh.
They used to use that for burn.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the oil, they put it in the oven or on top of the campfire. As soon as the oil started running out, they used that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about newborn babies? I didn't mean to interrupt
you.
Oh,
no, I said that's the way I heard you.
Oh, okay.
One time, I was about 5 years old, maybe. I barely remember just now and then that we were playing with the smuts can.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, I must have put some more wood in there and then put another can over it and sit down and leave little blocks on it.
Uh-huh.
And sit down in it.
Oh!
Just play.
Uh-huh.
And I had a dress on.
Uh-oh.
I started to go out and get another wood and pretty soon hot around there touched me. I turned around, my whole back was fire.
Ooh.
I just took off. And there's a boy that playing with me, run after me, but I was running too fast. And my mother was sleeping in tent and she heard, she just went under the tent and run after me and grabbed me and threw me down on the ground like this.
Mm-hmm.
But my whole back was burnt.
Mm.
I remember all she used was hot water bag.
Mm.
Cool water in there and leave it on me. That way I sleep.
The cold water in a hot water bottle?
No, yeah, hot water bag.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only one that I remember.
Yeah.
I was in bed for March month, I think.
Oh boy, you were lucky.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You were very lucky.
Uh-huh. Mm.
Did you get any scars or anything from that?
Oh, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Almost reached my hair and my mother grabbed me.
We were also talking about plants that people gathered. I know people pick berries and that sort of thing. Are there other kinds of things other than the rhubarb, that roots or anything like that, that people used to eat?
Just cranberries. You know, the short leaves on the hill.
Uh-huh. Low bush cranberry?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they use that for kidneys too.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He said that's not a good medicine for kidney.
How did they fix
they,
that?
They smash it, and then they put water in there and drink it.
Uh-huh.
Not the skin.
Uh-huh.
Just the juice.
Just the pulp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, better stop for just a second. Fred, I'd like to maybe pick up with you a little bit at this point and get you to talk a little bit about some of the things that have happened to you while you were hunting. Good things that you remember.